This past Sunday, columnist John Brummett resurrected his Arrows of Conventional Wisdom for his weekly column. This week, it was in order to create a panoramic snapshot of political standings. And also this week, he discussed those Arrows of Conventional Wisdom with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. Their discussion was framed in relation to recent polling from Talk Business and Hendricks College.
You've got an arrow down for U.S. Senator John Bozeman. You have an arrow up for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Explain why.
Well, John Bozeman remains sort of the man in Arkansas politics who wasn't there. He continues to, he's held office for decades now. He's going for his third term in the U.S. Senate, and yet his general name identification entering this race remained low, and he's against, and he is paired against two, I would say, extreme right, I consider sort of mildly non-serious or non-serious candidates, which is not to say Republicans do, and he can't put them away. And he's at 45, and they're at Jake Beckett is at 19, and the gun goddess, Jan Morgan, who hasn't done much advertising that I've seen, but she's known from running before, she's at, 16.5? So it's possible. It's possible. I forget the undecided there. What is it, about 20%, 15%,
right, yeah.
Somewhere in that range. I mean, probably he'll get enough of the undecided, and he'll spend a lot of money here at the end. And I think Sarah Sanders ought to do it. She's an old campaign manager and good friend. She could do a campaign spot for him, or speak at a rally for him. You think he'll come through, but on his own, he has not been able to put these two characters away. And he's relied less on himself. He's long been a Mitch McConnell conventional Republican vote in the Senate. He's now running as essentially on the theme that I'm as extreme as those two are, and Donald Trump is for me. If he didn't have that Donald Trump endorsement, I wonder where he would be. So, he's not carrying himself. He's relying on others, and he is still in some level of trouble. Some. Probably be all right, but certainly not deserving of an arrow up, in my view.
All right. You've got Governor Asa Hutchinson with an arrow down, maybe more on his national politics and political future.
Yeah, I've become almost a fan of his pragmatic conservatism, and I admire what he's trying to do in the Republican national Republican conversation, which is saying, let's get back to pragmatic problem solving, conservatism, and all that's good. But as I look at the current Republican climate nationally and in Arkansas, I'm not sure there's a place for that. And nationally, but I welcome his effort to see if there is. What I am sure of is there's not much place for that in Arkansas. You look at if you look at the devotion to Trump and Trumpists in Arkansas, Asa will have to fortify himself if he runs for president, fortify himself against the seeming certainty that he would get beat in the Arkansas primary. I think he would be against Trump, against Tom Cotton. I think Tom Cotton's brand of conservatism is bigger in the Republican base than certainly Asa's pragmatic centrism, which appeals to a center-left newspaper columnist in Little Rock. So that gets you an air down, as far as I'm concerned.
One last polling question here for you. Lieutenant governor's race, we show Leslie Rutledge, the attorney general, with a lead among her rivals. Second place, State Senator Jason Rapert. Let's just assume that race goes to a runoff, which is a potential scenario. Size up a Leslie Rutledge, Jason Rapert runoff race for lieutenant governor.
Oh, my goodness. First, let me say, of all your findings, that's the one that surprises me. I mean, she's got the name identification that she used all of our public money in the attorney general's office to build by sponsoring the local news for months. She's dipping down to this office to just sort of take it, even though she had disparaged it before because she couldn't compete with Sanders as the leading Trumper for governor in Arkansas. And I would have expected, I kind of had an idea she would be at or above 50 in what I consider a sort of a checkered field, but she's at 40. Now, there are 25% or more still undecided, and, you know, she has a chance to get there without a runoff. But Jason Raypert, the evangelical, the extremist evangelical's extremist evangelical, a preacher with an ability to communicate, is at 11. And then what, and he's taking maybe some of the extreme evangelical base. And then Bledsoe, the Surgeon General, is from a prominent Benton County Republican family. The Republican County Judge of Washington County is in the race, and they're getting like 7 or 9 or 7 or 6 or something like that, which suggests she's losing some of that hotbed, that concentration of Republican voters to these local people. I wonder if she doesn't get in a runoff. And if it's Jason, well, I mean, I don't know how much money he'll get to be on television, and she might be able to come up with some. But Jason Raypert could cause her some trouble in a runoff. And he could get more attention for some of the things that he's saying. Primarily, do you want to give this job, which is a nothing job, we shouldn't even have it, you want to give this job to a woman who said when she was running for governor, I'm not afraid of Sarah Sanders, which she was, and I wouldn't ever run for lieutenant governor because after having a real job as attorney general, why would I want that job? That's the kind of thing in a runoff. Oh, well, it's just, and I almost root for Jason because almost is a key word there. Because with Asa Hutchinson leaving to run for president pretty soon, that would leave Jason as the only Republican in Arkansas who returns my calls. So, there's got to look on, you got to look on the bright side. He thinks if one more phone call, he's a minister. He thinks with one more phone call, he can turn me around. Probably not going to happen, but he thinks so. So fascinating.
That was John Brummett, a columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, speaking with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find more political and business news from around the state at talkbusiness.net. And you can read John's columns at arkansasonline.com.